And right now we're going to talk about opening night last night at the stadium.
All right, so what did you think walking up, a rather long walk we had, despite the fact that we were given a bus ride there? Seems like it would have been faster to walk. It was probably a security thing. They wanted us to go all on the same side. What did you think of Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders and home of UNLV? I would have liked to have seen it with the stadium lighting completely on. It was very dark,
yeah,
so I couldn't get a great look at it. From the reaction of about 20 to 25,000 people that were there for opening night, especially when the 49ers got there, there were more 49er fans there last night than Chiefs fans. I can't imagine how loud that place is with 70,000 people.
Yeah.
That's a low ceiling that's on that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the sight lines and everything are cool, but I would have liked to have seen it with all the lights on so we could see what was going on.
It was interesting to me that when we were out in the middle of the field, they were still talking over the PA. They're putting on an in-house presentation. How you can't hear the PA when you're on the field.
No.
I think that's really interesting. We always imagine that the players are hearing everything that you're hearing in the stands, but they don't hear any of that.
No, they don't. And I was aware of that back when I did PA, because I remember talking to a couple of Cowboys about it, and he goes, no, man, we never hear you.
That's wild.
It's just those speakers are aimed at the fans for them to hear. But, yeah, you couldn't hear anything down there, and it was really loud.
It's a cool stadium.
Yeah.
It's obviously state-of-the-art. It reminds me a little bit of the Death Star. They call it the Death Star out here.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Because the ticket nicknamed AT&T Stadium the Death Star many years ago, and that's what all the P1s refer to. I don't know that the national broadcast crews refer to it as the Death Star. It didn't catch on quite like that.
Didn't we get Joe Buck to say it once?
Yeah, I think we did, actually. You're right.
That may even be in the system out there somewhere. Some call it the Death Star. We all got our lighters up.
But yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and very Raider-looking with the really tinted windows and everything.
Yeah.
And they can open those doors. So we were walking in, and we noticed there's a field outside, like a complete field, and you could see the Chiefs were in one end zone and 49ers in the other. And I thought they played on turf here, because I know for certain when I wasn't here but watching the game on TV, I saw North Texas play UNLV, and it was on turf.
Natural grass turf.
No.
Oh, AstroTurf. Okay.
The one we were on last night that was in the stadium. They have two fields. They have an artificial turf field, and they have a Bermuda field. And the Raiders play on natural grass. And it's outside the stadium, just like in Arizona. It's on a tray system. And they can put that, they have it on these tracks, and they can slide one out and slide the other one in.
Yeah, I was confused by that, too.
Very confused.
When we walked up, I just assumed that was the natural grass field outside, but I didn't think we would find an AstroTurf field inside.
Right.
So I didn't know they had both.
Yeah.
So the college plays on
turf,
and the Raiders play on grass.
Yeah, Bermuda.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. It was really
Why don't the colleges play on grass?
Well, maybe the Raiders don't want to mess up their field, I guess.
I mean, that's probably it.
I don't know. They try to keep it.
Yeah, because they may have back-to-back games on a weekend.
Yeah. And that's the one thing about our Death Star is they probably messed up on that.
Yeah.
Because I think the players are going to keep fighting for natural grass fields.
Yeah.
And that's what they have to do, that crazy configuration for the World Cup games that Peter told us about yesterday, where they have to raise the surface, 4 to 12 feet or something like that.
Although, haven't they had problems with their natural grass in Arizona?
They have. Because they roll it out and they try to, get the sun on it, and then they roll it back in. But, yeah, last year during the Super Bowl, footing was a problem.
Yeah.
And that's been a storyline this week is, is the field going to be better? They swear that it is, so we'll see. That may be an issue.
It's getting a lot of rain, so they have a tarp over it right now.
Yeah.
They probably weren't expecting rain every day this week leading up to the game.
But when you do that, it doesn't get sunlight.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to work. And I guess I just didn't notice that watching Raider games that they were playing on natural grass.
I didn't either.
Son of a gun. So, yeah, the stadium looks cool. One other element that they have there, that if you have an eternal flame for someone, shouldn't the flame always be going? That's what they have for Al Davis, but they light it before the game. And I guess they extinguish it after the game. Shouldn't that thing always be going up there?
Yes, it should.
Even if it's fake, I think they do it with lights and stuff. I don't think it's like a natural gas thing like they had in Oakland. Anyway, it's opening night. It was at least back at the football stadium. I think that's a good move.
By the way, speaking of Al, I saw Mark Davis there last night.
Oh, you did? How was his hair?
It was awful, as always. And he was just standing there wearing a T-shirt being interviewed by somebody. And people were walking by him. I don't think anybody knew who it was.
Really? Man. Okay, I don't have great hair, but that hairstyle is just really strange.
It's insane.
That he throws down. Of course, his dad's was, too, the really strange comb-over that he had going. So opening night back at the site of the Super Bowl, I think that's a good thing. It does give you a little more room. And for football geeks like us, we get to see the stadium. That was our first time to see this stadium. I didn't see as many just like media there from foreign networks. Usually there's people, and maybe there were, and you guys saw them, but usually there's a lot of foreign media from Germany, from Mexico, and I didn't see a lot of that last night.
There were a few Mexican places that they always have bits.
Yeah.
The Mexican TV people love bits.
Yeah.
One of them had a puppet.
Oh, man, I didn't see the puppet.
Yeah,
last
it was
night.
A puppet that was out there interviewing people. They either have, it's usually either a heavy set guy with a puppet or like a really hot woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do seem to specialize in that.
Yeah, they specialize
in South America and
really
Mexico.
Skimpy outfits.
Yeah.
Who was Cowboys Man? Did you see him?
Yeah.
That's the Cowboy Fan of the Year or whatever that gets, you know, every team gets a fan that's designated as your Fan of the Year.
I didn't know this.
I didn't hear.
Yeah.
And the NFL
yeah.
awards one fan from every team as their Fan
it's
of the
like
Year.
Yeah.
And so that was the Cowboys representative?
I believe so. I think I got that right.
He was dressed up like a space gladiator
like
or something.
A wrestler kind of outfit that he's got on. Yeah.
Yeah, wearing the GIMP mask and cowboy colors.
Yeah. Kind of strange.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know if y'all knew this or not, but Tech N9ne was there.
Yeah, I saw that. Now, he's wearing a jersey, right?
Yeah, now Tech N9ne is a Kansas City rapper. This is his song that he put out in 2019, Chiefs Kingdom, on the ticket.
Tech N9ne. Kansas City. You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom.
Welcome. I have an eye roll to my right.
No. Enjoying it.
Kingdom. Hang on. We're about to hear Tech N9ne's work.
Who wrote the lyrics? This is great.
Hang on.
Number 58 is DT the great, and we flaunt it, hate and we shun it. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it. Loud is the recipe, loud sitting next to me, no doubt. Now we are proud that we get to see KC Chiefs come and break these geeks, make them taste these cleats. Welcome to the
not bad.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty dang good.
Yeah, I like this.
I think it's pretty good too. And obviously, Chiefs fans love it. Well, I had an exclusive interview with Tech N9ne last night.
Oh, you did?
About his song and about his work.
All right, here with Tech N9ne. I'm taking it. You grew up in Kansas City.
Yes, born and raised Kansas City man.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your earliest Chiefs memory?
5 years old with my Uncle Ike. Cold as hell. And I was there with him. And now I have songs for my team. And I'm here on the field. I am elated.
I've heard your stuff. It's really good.
Thank you.
A lot of times when people do, you know, musicians do songs for a team, it doesn't turn out so hot. But I think yours did. I think yours is cool and it sounds good and everything. But
I made Red Kingdom in 2019 and it's still ringing to this day, man.
Did you have a fear going in like some people are going to think this is like corny or hokey or did you have trepidation about it at all?
No, I do music, man. I do anthems.
Yeah.
And I have years of experience. So when I heard the beat from King Iso for Red Kingdom, I knew it was going to be a hit.
Now, why did you choose the number 9? Is there a chief that takes the number 9, or what, why no, you tech 9?
The number of completion is the number 9. You know what I mean? I am technique number 9, the complete technique of rhyme. That's me.
Oh, I got you. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry I didn't know that.
No, it's okay.
All right. Well, good luck to your chiefs.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. All right.
This thing's a gun.
This says Tech 9 is a semi-automatic handgun.
Yeah.
Right. And really nothing to do with rhyming so much, but yeah. But he's worked with Snoop, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, all sorts of people. So he's kind of a big deal, that Tech 9. I hadn't heard too much about him.
I like
outside
that song,
of the, outside of the Chief song that came out a couple of years ago.
He's an older guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like 84, 85.
Yeah, he's in his 80s.
Nah, he's 52.
Okay.
He's not in his 80s. But as I ask him, when someone comes up with a team song, they don't always turn out great.
Right.
Like in Dallas, what do you think the Cowboys, do we have a theme song? They've kind of adopted We Dem Boys, you know, but that wasn't written for the Cowboys. There's been some through the years. When Robert and David do intentional grounding, Robert Wolanski, the historian that he is, dusted off the Stampede March by Tom Merriman's big band back in 1960. That's this one.
Go! Go! Dallas! Cowboys!
Tech 9 would find this entertaining.
So ancient.
This was their expansion year. They had a song their expansion year.
Yeah. I thought there was a verse or two.
Post Malone had come up with a cowboy song?
He did something. What was that a couple years ago? But yeah, that would be
a lot more up-to-date than this.
Yes.
Which this sounds like the first year of television advertising a dancing cigarette on the screen.
Well, the other one that we hear a lot. Oh, here we go.
Officially released in 1961.
Yeah, you can't get much more generic than that.
Man,
from 1961.
How great would it be if next year for the season opener, when the Cowboys took the field, they played this over the PA at the Death Star.
Players looking up like, what is this? Now, I do remember when this came out in 1980, because I was fired up about it. We just moved to Dallas. I was watching Dallas Cowboy Weekly, and they brought on the late, great Charlie Pride, and we hear this song every day.
I love this.
Hang on.
Dallas Cowboys. We are the Cowboys. Super coach, super team. Mean, hard, hungry, ugly, and mean. So get down, y'all. Dallas Cowboys. Cowboy football.
For 1980,
pretty good.
It's not very up to date.
This was 1980. It sounds so 1978, which is
not too far off. Yeah, not too far off
in music.
Still had a lot of late 70s production going. But I remember, as a kid, I got fired up about this song, and they would play it at Texas Stadium, at least in the 80s, and 90s, I think. Maybe not after Jerry bought the team. When we had our new generation of Cowboys rolling in. The Houston Oilers song was pretty awesome, the Love You Blue, but as we found out, that was a song for, like, I don't know, I think every NFL team had a version of that song, but we all associated with the old Houston Oilers. But I guess Chiefs Kingdom with Tech 9 is, I don't know, the coolest song going now in the NFL? Advantage Kansas City on theme song for Sunday night's game.
Did the Niners have one?
I don't know if they have one or not.
Crazy Prospector hasn't written one for him.
Just wild. There it is. Called One Time a Big O' Bear. That's the name of their fight song. But me and Tech 9 are pretty close now.
Yeah, sounds like it.
After last night.
definitely an interesting night last night. The whole ticket team was there, so I'm sure you'll hear audio throughout the day. And